This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Moving to the pocket, pressured, and hit, and down he goes!
Von Miller.
He is devoured on the plate!
Von Miller.
Von Miller, that's super defense!
The Denver Broncos are world champions.
Who cares?
It'll be interesting to see how Peyton handles this.
I'm going
to
drink a lot of Budweiser tonight.
What's the score?
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really. It doesn't matter.
Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby. Puppy monkey baby.
Romo's got a run out and is hit in the back. Oh, he's hurt. He got bent in half, and Tony Romo's hurt.
Well, what do you think?
We'll go balls out with this.
We don't have time for all that.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
I only can control what I can control. I only can, you know, control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Football's become soft. Football's become soft like our country has become soft.
Dad, I don't know what the hell catch is anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
D to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What up, bitch? It's Tilly Ard here.
He's gonna stick his knuckle in your asshole.
You like that?
That's gay.
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah. My God, we are ready for the football.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
It's 28-26 with 4:08 to play. How about all this? For two in the tie, Prescott in the gun, runs it up the middle, bangs to the goal line, he's in, it's tied, they came all the way back.
This will be a 56-yard field goal attempt off the left hash mark. Here it is, the placement, the kick to the upright, and it is gone.
Yes.
It is gone. It is gone! 93 seconds to go. The Packers lead 31-28.
52 yards to tie the game with 40 seconds. Snap is back, kicks away. 52 yards. Dan Bailey equals the longest field goal in Cowboy playoff history, and we're tied at 31.
Snap to Rodgers, looking. Rolls left, still looking. Throws it deep down the left side. He's got his man out of bounds on the far side. Jared Cook at the 32-yard line of Dallas. One kick away from the NFC Championship game. 51-yard field goal attempt. Snap, placement, kick to the uprights. It is right down the middle. It is good. And the Packers are going to the NFC Championship game. A dagger delivered by Mason Crosby right through the heart of Texas.
Just as painful every time. You know what? I got nothing, man. I got nothing.
You know, I'll tell you what. As much as I love to watch the Cowboys get beat, and as much as I was enjoying listening to the show after the fact and hearing myself tell you, I'll take Aaron Rodgers and those 4.5 points. And you for 10 minutes tried to tell me why I shouldn't. It sucks for you, and it really sucks to lose what's an instant classic that's going to be replayed forever and ever and ever. And people are going to talk about it forever and ever and ever. And oh, look, there it's on NFL Network again. There's going to be old people in the nursing home in 30 years going, I remember I saw Aaron Rodgers throw that goddamn miracle pass and beat the Cowboys. It sucks, doesn't it?
It does, man. That one hurt. That one hurt.
You hate football.
Yeah. You know, I was prepared for the possibility of them losing, but not like that. I also wasn't prepared to be taught. I guess I got educated on what a huddle is, because I always thought it was something a little bit different. But apparently, if guys are just mingling on the field and nobody's done anything yet, that's still a huddle. And if you run out there and then run back on the sideline, you're too many men in the huddle, John.
I tell you, there's a problem in Texas with mingling, especially now that Donald Trump is president. You know, not going to have any of that.
And if your
people's pants are too tight to be mingling together that many of you on the field at the same time.
If you grab a guy and hold his shoulder, it's not holding, it's interference. Did you know that?
In the playoffs, look, man, you've heard me say it a million times. If it's okay in the playoffs, I don't know why it's not okay in week three. Those games are just as fucking big.
Yeah, well, in the playoffs, a defensive back can tackle Jason Witten before the ball gets there in what would have been a touchdown. So that's okay.
You know, I always, whenever I see Jason Witten catch a pass and turn around and run, it always looks to me like he's got to take a shit and he's trying to find the closest bathroom. He just runs like he's trying to hold a dookie in there.
Yeah, there were a lot of questionable calls both ways. I mean, Dallas got away with some stuff. There was no doubt about it. But those two, it was the too many men in the huddle on Bryce Butler when he ran. You saw that, right?
Didn't make any damn sense.
Okay, thank you. I know calls like this are gonna happen. They're gonna interferences yep. are gonna questionable interference calls or non calls are gonna happen. All that, but that one really bothered me. Because I was like, that is the most ridiculous. I mean, he ran out. There was no huddle yet. He looks back at the sideline, and he goes, oh, and he runs back off. Nobody said a word. There was nothing being said in a huddle because there was no huddle yet. That's what I was confused
It was a telepathic huddle.
Is that what?
And that's against the rules. Roger Goodell is way out in front on this one, and I commend his futuristic ideas.
And that was the one where Terrence Williams
that was early in the game.
Well, Terrence Williams had just caught a pass over the middle to the 10 or the 12. And then
a big play. It was a big penalty, that's for sure.
And then they get a 15-yard penalty. The play's wiped out, and I'm like, for what? And then, of course, you see the referee over there with Aaron Rodgers back in his huddle yucking it up. Did you see that?
Well, you know.
Did you catch that?
I did happen to catch that, and I found out why. It's because Aaron Rodgers gave him a recipe for apple crumb cake that his wife had thought was spectacular, so he was telling Aaron Rodgers to tell Olivia Munn thank you. That's all it was.
Oh, I gotcha.
Right. That's all it was. Wasn't anything else. Well, there's no... The NFL doesn't have its favorite sons or anything.
I thought maybe it was like that referee that asked Steve Young if he would date the guy's daughter. Remember that?
Yeah.
She went to BYU.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers, here. Why don't you dump Olivia Munn and go out with my daughter?
Yeah, I don't know. If you guys didn't catch that, if you weren't listening to that particular episode, there was a time when a referee on the field went up to Steve Young and said, hey, Steve, mm-hmm. my daughter went to BYU. I'd like you to take her out. And then later gave him a penalty to get him a first down and said, what did he say to her? He said, she likes Italian
food. She likes seafood or something.
Italian.
Yeah,
she likes Italian food. After he did the penalty.
Well,
after the penalty.
For one right there, that's your first clue you don't want to do it because, A, she's going to get fat, and B, she's probably going to grow a mustache. It's just the odds, playing the odds. But I agree. I think the referee did go over and ask Aaron Rodgers to dump movie star, hottest ass on the planet, Olivia Munn, to go out with his daughter because, hey, look how many guys are over in that huddle, Aaron. Oh, my God. I can almost see 12 of them.
All right. I'm done whining about the refs. I was just really
those
two.
You know what they got to do? I'm serious. You know, it's not the only playoff game that there was questionable calls and things like that. They got to put somebody up in the sky that can call these guys down and say, hey, you know what? You just fucking missed that.
Yeah. No.
Period. And we just got to do it. These guys can't do it themselves.
We're going to get to another one because, there was another big call. But it was just, again, with all the other questionable stuff that went on, it was those two. It was the one that Witten got friggin' tackled on and the too many men in the huddle. Those two just annoy me. But at the end of the day, God damn, we should not have let Aaron Rodgers complete a 39-yard damn pass like that.
Dude, that pass, when you look at that pass, a lot of people are talking about the catch and this and that. No, he drew it up in the dirt. But, you know, I seem to remember after the game they were talking about that they practiced it and that he had missed it in practice and that they were yelling at him about that, this and that. But when you look at it, his foot is just to the right of the fucking hash mark, and he throws it 40 yards on a dart, basically down the width of your hallway.
Yeah.
My God! That's the miracle play. That's a miracle play. I don't care what anybody says. And they can talk about how many ways he can make five New York Giants miss a ball when he throws it up deep in the end zone. But that's a miracle play.
Yeah, we should never let that happen, but I got to give all the credit to him because that's the kind of shit he does week in and week out. But that was a special pass and a special catch.
It was special.
I'm going to remember that for a long, long time, I'm sure. But yeah, I got to give it up to him on that one. And I will tell you this. I work with a girl who's a Cowboys fan. You know what she said to me? She goes, yeah, Tiny Cook, if his dick was bigger, his toes would have been out of bounds.
I thought she would have said to you, "Why are you throwing shit?" I bet she. I'd like to fucking drop in on their conversation last weekend.
Why are you throwing shit?
I'll tell you what. I hope you at least took my advice and with all your heart, you bet on the fucking Packers, because I told you, Aaron Rodgers and what was it, 3.5 points, 4.5 points?
Yeah, I didn't bet that game. I don't bet on the Cowboys because I just don't. I can't. Mm-mm-mm. I can't bet. Mm-mm. I never bet Cowboy games ever.
This week, I don't know. I think maybe the Aaron Rodgers freight train might be coming into the station. We'll see.
I went with your Steelers, though. You said that was the pick of the week?
That's right.
I got that one, and I got New England. I took New England, giving up 15. And I won both my – those were the only two I bet. $50 on each. I won them both over at
– I won all four.
Mybookie.ag. You bet four games?
I told you. I told you I was going to take the Falcons all day long.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I just didn't know, man. God, I should have known, but damn. Woo! And I'm surprised at you after all. I mean, all the hate on the Falcons that's come all year. Now they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Dude, I have found out one thing. If there's one thing that anybody can say about me is that I have a brain and I can learn. I can only lean on something that's hot more than once, twice, and then I'll figure out that it's hot. And one of the things that I have learned is when it comes to the Falcons, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's it. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So there. Whatever I say about the Falcons, not what I said. There's no fucking way. I just don't know.
Who got beat last week?
And if they beat the Packers this week, I will not be surprised. That offense is fucking good. That offense can see Aaron Rodgers can do what he can do. Like I said last week, he's going to put up points. No matter what you have to do, you have to keep up because he's going to keep up. Well, the Falcons are a hell of a thing to keep up with. That's for damn sure.
Yes, definitely.
So this will be interesting. But the Cowboys game was interesting, man. I tell you what, I thought it was going to be a blowout.
It started out that way, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, I texted you like in the middle of the first quarter and said, y'all need a touchdown now because this is going to get out of hand. And then Micah Hyde, he woke up from hibernation or whatever and started to have himself a fucking football game.
Oh, that goddamn interception, man.
Yeah, but they didn't score on that one.
I know. But Dallas was about to score. They were, you know.
When they pick off a screen pass, I got to laugh. I was laughing like hell when that happened.
Oh, were you?
I couldn't help it, man. I couldn't help it.
Whatever.
But whatever the safety for the Cowboys, whatever his name is, he had a couple of really nice plays. He kept the Cowboys in the game, I thought, a couple of times.
Church.
Yeah, it was some picks. He got two picks back there, and he got one that was called back.
Oh, you're talking about Jeff Heath.
Yeah, Heath. Heath had some plays, I thought, that kept y'all in the game. Otherwise, it could have really got out of hand. Rodgers was having himself a fun day.
For a while, he was, but Dallas did a really good job on him there in the second quarter through the end of the game.
Well, I'll tell you what. Who's that rookie receiver for the Packers?
Oh, God. Yeah.
He looks like he weighs about 115 pounds. Oh, my God.
But he's like 6'6".
It's like a bunch of toothpicks out there like, running around.
It's Marvin Harrison, man. The stick.
Not even. He's way taller than Marvin Harrison. He looks like the stilt man at the frickin' circus running around out there.
Oh, Geronimo Allison.
Geronimo Allison.
Yes, that's his name.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Damn, okay. That's a hell of a name. I bet you if you write his name down on a piece of paper, it stretches across the paper wider than he does. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If he laid down on that piece of paper, his name would be wider than him.
Right. All right, Mr. Smarty Pants, I'm over here on mybookie.ag. Make sure if you're going to bet, that's where you bet. Make sure you put in the code BANG, the promo code BANG. They'll double your deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta Falcons favored by 5 over the Green Bay Packers.
No, I will not take that. There's no way I'm taking... I'm not going to take... No, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. I can't say they're going to win, but not 5.
That was funny.
You know, you're telling me the Falcons can beat him by 6 straight off the bat. No, I'm not taking that. I'll take the Packers.
I thought you meant you're not going to bet that game.
No. I mean, if I'm going to bet that game, I would take the Packers and the points. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. But right. I would take the Packers and the points. I wouldn't take the Falcons. There's no way I'm laying 5 points on against Aaron Rodgers. No way.
Even after what the Falcons did to the Seattle Seahawks defense.
Without
Earl Thomas. Isn't that his name? The safety. Without him, they're just not the same.
Come on, man. They're still twice as good as the Packers defense.
Okay, maybe. But on any given Sunday, the fact of the matter is this season, on every given Sunday, Richard Sherman's shoulder was all fucked up, and it's going to cost them a second-round pick because Pete Carroll didn't fucking tell anybody. He never put it on the injury report.
I saw that.
Their defense just wasn't the same.
All right.
Their offense never was either.
Well, I don't think the Packers' defense is going to stop. The Falcons may not punt.
That's very true. But, you know, they might as well just put Aaron Rodgers back there to catch the punt. And like when you were 10 and he could just yell, spot, and throw it to whoever he wants.
All right, Patriots are favored by 6.
That game I'm not touching. I would take the Steelers in 6. But I ain't touching the who's winning.
Right. Okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I ain't touching it.
Nope. I want to know
but
how
I would
bet
take
it.
The Steelers if I had to bet it.
Because you would think the Steelers are going to play a close game no matter what.
Yeah. And that's it, because there's only 2 games. So I guess those are the only 2 I can pick, and neither one of them I like, either one of those spreads.
Well, you know, at this point, it's never easy.
Mm-mm. Well, I mean, I guess I'll take the Packers in 5. I'll get those 5 points.
All right.
Yep. And I'll see what it is come Saturday. Come tomorrow. See who all jumps on the Falcons bandwagon.
Now I understand that Davante Adams, along with Jordy Nelson, may miss this game for the Packers.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Then let me rephrase what I've been saying. Let me check what things look like tomorrow before I make any decisions.
No, Geronimo Allison, you're just raving about the kid, man. He's going to be there.
Raven? Raven, look, you know what? If a raven was flying by, it would look down and say, hey, there's a couple of sticks, and pick it up and go and make him put him in the nest and make him part of the nest. He'd be all stuck in there with his fucking cleats sticking out.
He's the most dangerous player in the NFL.
Right, because you might poke your eye out if you try to tackle him. My God. A good wind is going to blow that dude down. That's one thing that they're happy about, is they're playing in a dome. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Right. All right. Well, listen, I'm still kind of numb from the game. You know, it's like,
I'll bet
people try to say stuff to me. I'm on, honestly, John.
That's what Percocet's for, Tom.
During the season, I'd get into debates with people, you know, who just refused to give the Cowboys any credit for what they were doing. And so now it's like, oh, I told you so. I told you so about the Packers. And it's, you know what? I have found that there's nothing anybody said to me all week that could make me feel worse than I did at the end of that game on Sunday. So it was like, I was just like immune to it. You know what I mean? You're just numb.
Dude, I know what you mean. Because as much as I hate to say this ever happened, which I still may be probably convinced that it didn't happen, the Raiders destroyed the Redskins in the Super Bowl. That was my day of that kind of thing. That was my day of, oh my God, what the fuck just happened?
Right. I gotcha.
You understand?
Yep.
I haven't gotten over that yet. I got over a freaking marriage breakup a lot faster than I got over that Redskins game. Shit. Much faster. Oh. Well, yeah. I know how you feel when it comes to that kind of shit. However, I will suggest that mine was in the Super Bowl and yours was just in a lowly first-round playoff game.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, man, just think. You got Ohio State to look forward to.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what? I need to talk to Jerry. That's what I need to do. I need to find out.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. I got to see where Jerry's at, man, and this is just, I mean, the future's bright. I'm very happy about, I think they trade Romo. I got to ask Jerry about that. And I think they're going to free up a bunch of money. They're going to go get some defensive free agents.
Hey, man, in the goddamn
hello?
I will give you two.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for Jerry Jones.
Can I help you, please?
I'm looking for Jerry Jones.
Give me your goddamn pants. Find him right now. Bring him right here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jones is not available at the moment.
Well, I can hear him. What is
that little goddamn son of a?
Is he okay? What?
56 yards.
I'm sorry, but what? God damn it! Who is it? What the fuck do you want on my goddamn telephone?
Jerry, it's John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. What's going on?
Well, goddamn it! If it ain't Tom and that burnt out moron calling in here to talk about the goddamn Dallas Cowboys.
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Shut up, you goddamn pinch-headed mongoloid! Let me tell you something. Jerry. I have had it up to here with people calling me up wanting to talk about the goddamn Cowboys. I ain't heard from people in 20 years. They want to call me up now and say, hey, Jerry, let's talk about the goddamn Cowboys. Yes, we was the number one goddamn seed. Yes, we was expected to win. Yes, we had the goddamn rookies of the year. Yes, we was 14-2.
13-3, sir.
Huh?
13-3.
Was that a...
Damn it, what have I told you about talking while I'm on the goddamn phone?
Was that a gun? Did I just hear a gun go off?
Now, look, don't worry about what you think you just goddamn heard. Now, where was I? Look, I know we fucked up, all right? I know
we fucked up, Jerry.
Don't make me say it anymore, all right? I'm tired of talking about goddamn Aaron, goddamn Rodgers, and his fucking miracle goddamn pass. It makes me want to goddamn well puke every time I goddamn think about it.
All right. Well, how
can
we
talk? There ain't enough goddamn tequila in the world, Tom.
Can we talk about the officiating?
I guess we're going to have to talk about the officiating. My God, what would you think? I never got Dean Blandino a blowjob from a Victoria's Secret model on my party bus. Oh, my God, you'd think that never happened, but it happened two times. And seriously, Tom, I called him on it. I said, hey, Greasy, what the fuck? I ordered the same goddamn set of bullshit calls that Seattle pays for. How come I can't get one to go my way? He blamed it on some goddamn filing clerk, and they fired somebody. What do I give a shit?
Too many men in the huddle, no call for tackling Jason Witten, and the referee over there patting on the back, yucking it up with Aaron Rodgers during the game. What the hell is that?
Well, one goddamn thing's for sure. We ain't going to find out because he's going to see what it looks like at the bottom of the goddamn Gulf of Mexico by the time I'm finished with him. I got a brand new helicopter with stealth mode.
Easy, Jerry, easy. Let's not get crazy now.
Well, don't you tell me what to goddamn do. I'm tired of motherfuckers telling me what I goddamn gotta goddamn do.
Hey.
I gotta goddamn listen to fucking Jason goddamn Garrett. Jesus Christ.
I'm just looking out for you, Jerry. That's all. You know me. You know me. Right. You know my loyalty, my love will be with the Cowboys no matter what happens. You know that.
Tom, if you was any kind of Cowboy fan, you'd turn around and look at that Redskin fan sitting next to you and pull out your trusty sidearm and shoot him right in the goddamn face.
Boy. I would, but he's not in here with me. He's in another place.
All right. Well, goddamn it, there's always something like that. What's some kind of bullshit like that? Anyway, what is it you want to talk about?
Well, we covered pretty much the game. So now, Romo. We trade him. We get a bunch of money to get some.
Right.
I mean, the future's bright, Jerry. You know, these are rookies. Oh. We got this awesome rookie quarterback, awesome running. The best offensive line in the league with the oldest player on that line is 27 years old. It's great.
And how old am I, Tom? How old am I?
Well, the next year's our year, Jerry. You'll make it another year, right?
Well, you know what? If I don't make it another goddamn year, somebody's going to be paying my family a lot of money because I've been paying for what I believe is virgin blood from Brazil.
I figured you had something
special.
If it's tainted
and the high spirit doesn't like it. Look, I got a lot on the line here, Tom, and I'm telling you something. When it comes down to Romo, when it comes down to Tony, we got to stay on first-name basis. It's just business. We got to be friends. I wish somebody was going to offer us something. But just look, between you and me, Tom, Tony's on the back lot of the used car joint. You know what I'm saying? It's the kind of place that's got a cardboard sign and a mobile home as the sales office.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
Now, we might be able to swing a deal with some desperate sucker. Cleveland. San Francisco. But I wouldn't get my hopes up too high. I don't have any pictures of coaches with ladyboy prostitutes like I did on them boys up in Minnesota back in the old days.
But don't you think there's somebody, a team that just needs a smart veteran that can read defenses? They've got, you look at Denver, but the other, on the flip side of that is, well, if you can't trade him, can you just release him?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to cost us a lot of money to just release him. And there is some things that he doesn't know about what we put down here in the bottom of this goddamn stadium that he's going to have to sign some papers to make sure nobody ever hears about. But when it comes to whether or not a team can use a smart quarterback like I'm going to tell you something, buff him up a little bit. He shines just like the Dickens. And you put him right out there next to something, take a picture in it, and before you know it, the girls are swarming all over you. Don't try to drive it, though, because the goddamn motor's shot. You don't even want to start the goddamn thing up. There's going to be oil leaking all over your goddamn driveway. Oh, Tom, I'm in a pickle.
Well,
I really am with Tony Romo. I'm going to have to owe him a lot of goddamn money. But you know what? It's like you said, the future... it might be bright, but because we got some good rookies, we got some good boys, and I got a couple draft picks this year, and my shipment of Virgin's Blood should be coming in before March, so
We should be all right.
All right, Jerry. Well, we'll check back in the offseason. Be ready to roll when free agency starts, man. Let's beef that defense up because, man, if that defense gets a little – I mean, you know, come on. The offense is ready. The offense is good. Don't need to do anything with that offense. Just make sure it stays intact. Let's beef up that defense, man.
Well, you know, you can try. You can try everything you want to beef up any defense that you want to take out there. But what you got to keep in mind is that the NFL, they don't want you playing defense. So they're going to do everything they can, including, and I might add, is come over on the sidelines as if they're doing nothing over there and hit them in the goddamn kneecaps with your goddamn, with one of them monkey wrenches. Bam! I've seen it happen. So, we'll go with whatever I think is best, and we'll shoot the dice from there.
All right, Jerry, thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Man, he was pissed.
He ain't having a good day.
I feel his pain.
You know, dude, that does have to run through his mind, though, when he loses it. Then he has to go, God damn it, I hope I can live another year.
Right.
What is he, like 74, 75?
Something like that. But it takes, you know, you listen to him speak after a game. The reporters are talking to him, and he's trying to answer their questions. And it's very difficult for him to find the words. It takes him 5 minutes to say 20 seconds worth of shit.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. I can't even deal with it. It's bad enough listening to him.
Because you know why? You know why? And I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily a function of his brain not working properly. But nowadays, you can't say anything. You can't. For one, Sal Palantonio might be lurking behind a houseplant.
Yeah.
You know, he might be staked out over there watching you, seeing what the fuck you're going to do. But you can't say anything anymore. No matter what you say, it is dissected and destroyed by people whose jobs it is basically to cause discord among your team, and they have no interest in it other than to do that. They don't work for another team. They work for a fucking radio station.
Right.
You know, you really can't blame him for hemming and hawing a lot. That's why he likes calling us there, Tom, because he can talk. He can say whatever he wants. He can call me anything he damn well pleases.
Well, and see, that's exactly why Bill Belichick talks the way he does. And he makes it real easy, you know. And all Jerry had to say was, well, you know, the Packers were better on offense and defense and special teams. And they made one or two more plays than we did, and they won. And walk away.
I wouldn't even do that if I'm any of them. I would just go, Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick. No matter what, I would just say Bill Belichick.
All right, well, we got some great Bill Belichick coming up. You know, we were talking a little bit about the Falcons-Seahawks game. Dude, that offense, whew, it's just ferocious.
It was, and I must admit, as a football fan, I am ashamed. I missed the second half because I was in a goddamn tennis tournament that I couldn't escape and I couldn't get out of, and I didn't want to go, and I ended up getting the shit kicked out of me. And it was just an all-around suck night because I missed the whole second half. But I did watch Houston pummel the shit out of Tom Brady.
What do you mean?
Last weekend, was the regional tournament that I was in because my team from back in September won our league, so we had to go play in the regional tournament. It was this past weekend, and my matches were at 1 o'clock Saturday and 7 o'clock Saturday. So I saw the first half of the Falcons Seahawks game, and I missed the rest of it. So what happened in the second half? I mean, I saw all the highlights.
The same thing that happened in the first half.
Yeah, they exploited the defense. Oh. They found the holes.
Oh, dude, they did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, they were able to get guys open. I mean, you know, the touchdown to Julio Jones, I thought that when he ran it out of the slot early in the game, it had to be, it was in the first half because that's all I saw, where they just did a little cross move right there, and he ran it, and there was nobody with him. Kyle Shanahan looked at that fucking defense and went, you know what, if I put him right there and just have him do that, he's going to be wide open, and what do you know,
he
was.
Yeah, now he's going to run off and coach the 49ers, right?
He's going to try to poach Kirk Cousins. But that's another topic for another day.
Well, no, not really.
Not really?
No, not really.
Okay. Well.
Just a second. You know what the Falcons did in that game, John?
Whatever they wanted, you just said.
Well, they ran the ball. They threw the ball. They caught the ball. Sometimes they scored a touchdown. Sometimes they scored a field goal. They kicked the ball, punted the ball. How's that? That was a good one, right?
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I'm going to do the Kevin Harlan. They kicked the shit out of the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, so you brought up Kirk Cousins, and I had this clip of Josh Norman. I thought it was interesting. Because it seemed like he kind of beat around the bush a little bit when he was asked a question, but then he finally comes out and gives you a straight answer. And Josh Norman was asked if Kirk Cousins should get paid.
If you ran the Redskins, would you just say, I need one?
And he's talking to your favorite person in the whole world.
This better be less than 22 seconds.
You said 222?
No. I'm sorry. 144
yes,
seconds.
Yes, it's only 36 seconds. Okay. All right. Hang with it. It's mostly Josh, so.
Okay. If you ran the Redskins, would you just say, I need one more year? I'm going to franchise you one more time. Because you're telling me he's only had 2 years. He's got Jordan, Pierre, Deshaun, the coach.
Yeah, I mean, shoot. From what I've seen, he stepped up.
So would you franchise him or give him a four-year deal?
I'll give him a deal. But then again, I don't know. We're franchising, but I'm not the ones who's making that decision.
If you were the GM, so. Would you franchise or throw? I would have no problem.
Obviously, I'm on for everybody getting paid.
Okay,
obviously.
So you're for him getting paid.
I'm obviously for him getting what he deserves.
There you go.
Let me just repeat what you said, because I don't have anything to say. You're for him getting paid? You're for him getting paid.
Christ. You know what? I'm glad that's all you have of this, because just today I heard that Josh Norman was on with Jason Whitlock, who's another one of my favorite fucking people, arguing about the same thing. And Jason Whitlock, of course, is yelling that he's a 3-11 against teams that are over 500, and you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do this. Blah, blah, blah. And Norman is yelling back at him that, you know, maybe the defense, we need to step up. He was yelling at him. The defense needs to step up and do something to help him out. And it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. This entire debate is absolutely, like I said, there are people out there that are paid to do nothing but tear teams apart for no fucking reason. The fact that we're even considering letting a fucking franchise quarterback, which, believe me, is not the same thing as a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers. They don't come around.
No, that's why I always said about Romo. Again, same thing. Same thing I always said about Romo.
Right.
Show me we got something better, you know?
These motherfuckers say, well, let's get rid of him for some picks.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's stupid.
Fucking stupid.
And then, let's start over.
And then sign Brian Hoyer, right?
Right. We got Gruden is in his fourth year coming up. He's going to have to show it. If he doesn't have a winning record this year, he's probably not going to make it through his fifth year. He's not going to make it through his fifth year.
Do these people who say that so we can get some more picks, do they actually pay attention to guys who get drafted and how many of them actually end up making a contribution? Do they even bother? I mean, do they have a clue? Do they?
Never mind the quarterback position, dude. There's like an island of quarterbacks that make it in the NFL, and there's this giant tidal wave of shit,
yes,
bust fucking quarterbacks that will wash you away.
Yes.
Everything's always best around the next corner. Start over.
Dak Prescott is such a rare thing to happen, just like Tom Brady was a rare thing to happen. And again,
I don't know. Cowboys quarterbacks losing in the first round of the playoffs, Tom, not so rare.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry I had to.
Okay. But, yeah, you don't see that happen. And again, you know, in order for a surprise like that to happen, there has to be an opportunity. Drew Bledsoe, he got hurt. All of a sudden, Tom Brady comes in, and we see what happens, and Bledsoe never got his job back, except for that one drive against Pittsburgh when Brady went out, and he threw for a touchdown. Okay,
right.
Great. But that was it. He was done, and he moved on. He actually went to Dallas, and then he got hurt in Dallas, and then Tony Romo. All of a sudden, Tony Romo was an undrafted free agent, sat the bench,
right,
learning under Parcells for 3 years. And then all of a sudden,
while what's his name, the cocaine addict that he was doing drugs in the bathroom. What was his name? Quincy Carter.
Oh, yeah, whatever. That was a long. That was well before that. He was started in 2000. You know,
I thought he was the one that they gave way for Romo.
No, Bledsoe gave way.
I thought
way.
That he was between Bledsoe and then Romo.
No, Quincy Carter was before.
Or was
Bledsoe.
He between Testaverde and Bledsoe? Y'all had some shit quarterbacks.
He was before both of them.
Oh.
Yeah, he was in 2000. Okay. He was a rookie and started in 2000.
Okay.
Right after Aikman. He was the first quarterback after Aikman. Quincy Carter was.
Quincy Carter was?
Yeah.
Damn, okay. All right. Oh, shit. That doesn't seem like it was that long ago. Okay, then.
But anyway, so yeah, Bledsoe goes down. Romo comes in. And then it was Romo's team from that point on. But you think about it, Dallas, first off, their backup quarterback, Dak Prescott was not the backup. He went into the preseason number three on the depth chart.
Yeah, oh yeah, they had Mark Sanchez.
No, not Sanchez. Kellen Moore, he was the one who broke his ankle in training camp. Okay. He was the number two quarterback behind Romo, and then it was Dak Prescott. But
right, and then you had, and you signed Sanchez as an emergency because of that.
When Kellen Moore got hurt, right. So, right. But that had to happen. Kellen Moore had to break his ankle, and then Romo had to get hurt, or we probably have no idea about Dak Prescott. You know what I mean?
It's how it goes.
That's why I said.
Remember the last time when I came up there for the draft and I watched the Redskins draft Jason Campbell on the 25th pick overall?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Right before that, with the 24th pick overall, was Aaron Rodgers for the Packers.
I remember. Yes.
Dude, he lists one more pick.
Right. But remember, the Packer fans were like, what the hell are we doing that for? Why are we drafting a quarterback? Brett Favre. We got Brett Favre. Why are we drafting a quarterback in the first round?
Not only that, but he was a Jeff Tedford quarterback and had a bad reputation because Tedford quarterbacks had failed up to that point, and he slid. Remember they kept showing him in the green room and he was looking all stupid, sitting there looking at the wall and shit, trying not to look like he was on TV?
Yes.
Yeah, he was all upset that he got dropped all the way down to 24. If he'd have slid one more fucking place, man, the Redskins would have had a chance to ruin him for 3 years before somebody else got him.
Yeah, and you know what? Somebody else did that. We watched it happen to Johnny Manziel, and he was funny too. But there was another quarterback who was from here. The one that played for Notre Dame.
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn, yes. And now wait a minute, wasn't it the Browns who did end up taking him?
Yeah, the Brady. Yes. Yeah, I did a cartoon about it. Remember, his girlfriend scored.
Yeah, they did it with Brady Quinn, and then they did it with Johnny Manziel.
They kept showing Brady Quinn's girlfriend on TV, remember?
I know.
It's okay, Brady. Chin up, buckaroo.
All right, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get into this whole Steelers locker room deal with Mike Tomlin and the Patriots-Steelers game and all that's coming up next.
Bang Radio.
In the 2008 Super Bowl, this losing head coach threw a hissy fit and stalked off the field. Ron John.
Who's Bill Belichick?
Correct.
Hey guys, it's Tom here to tell you about my bookie. Let's face it, all of you who listen to this show absolutely love football. None of us can ever get enough of it. We all pick the majority of the winners correctly every week, so why not turn that into some extra cash? Let me tell you about MyBookie. You can find them at mybookie.ag, and MyBookie truly is the industry-leading online sportsbook. You know, so here we are right in the middle of the college and NFL postseason, and you need to join me and thousands of other people and start betting at mybookie.ag. They're going to pay you faster than anybody else in the business, and I promise you, absolutely no hassle. MyBookie's legit. They're going to be around for a long time, and you can't stick around without taking care of your winners, so you have nothing to worry about. Don't waste your time anywhere else. All right, now check out this deal. For you guys listening to John and me, MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 100% bonus. So if you join up, you toss in $100, MyBookie matches it, and all of a sudden you got $200 to actually bet with. And all you have to do is enter the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G, to activate the offer. Play, win, and get paid, man. Don't forget to enter the promo code BANG. That's mybookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS, BETS.
VOTech.
VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
All year long, I hear people say, this Tom Brady's fella's the best ever played. Well, I'm gonna give that theory a punt, 'cause I'm of the thinking Tom Brady's a swift kick, put a bludgeon to his eye. Aye, aye. screwed Teddy Reed. So what? So did I. Then of this talk of Coach Belichick, a genius they say, last time I checked, he's not the one that's blocking out front for pretty Tom Brady, that wee bitty. I think you can beat us, well, give it a try. He's screwing Bridget Monaghan, so what? So did I. Yes, Brady's the one that gets top billing, and this time they're coming with old Corey Dillon. Well, they'll need more than that on their Super Bowl hunt, 'cause Tom Brady's quarterback and Tom Brady's a This year the Steelers will win number 5. Tom Brady's dad screwed his mum. So what? So did I.
Hey, this is Sean from Stone Sour, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Chiefs need to get a two-point conversion here to tie the game. Alex Smith will hold it. Fires it late, wide open. Harris in the back of the end zone. Two-point conversion, but a flag on the play. Hang on.
Holding. Number 72 offense. End zone penalty. The try will be accepted on the 12-yard line.
The Chiefs get a two-point conversion wiped out. A holding penalty on Eric Fisher.
Oh, that was a rough one, man.
It was holding, though. It's just like that. You know what? I forgot to mention it in the Falcons game about the big play with the Devin Hester return getting called back. That was holding, too. You can't hold a guy down like that. And the same play. This, he took him down by the back of the neck. He had him. He had him in a chokehold.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he did. I think it's holding. He took him down from behind.
Here, Travis Kelce disagrees with you.
This is the most bitter loss you've ever
had. I mean, it sucks. This sucks. It was an unbelievable play call. Last drives, Alex just drove us down there, fourth down after fourth down, making plays. The momentum's getting on our side, and then just get our jugulars ripped out because ref felt bad for James Harrison falling on the ground. It's ignorance. The ref number 51 shouldn't even be able to wear a zebra jersey ever again.
He felt bad for James Harrison because he fell down.
Why, look, Debo fell down. That's a flag on you, youngin'.
You fight all year, you fight all game. For it to end like that, with the ref literally taking it out of our hands, that hurts. You try and play this game with integrity and to the end of the whistle, and when refs want to take over the game and make it their own platform, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right there, he was just commenting on after he watched the Packers and Cowboys game.
Well, see, maybe what you can do to take it out of the ref's hands is not turn around and fucking punch a goddamn defensive back because you didn't like the way he was touching you, which he did, cost him a 15-yard penalty and took him out of scoring range. He had a shit game. He got frustrated on more than one occasion, and now he's going to take it out on the refs because what do I always say, Tom, about whether or not a ref can win or lose a game for you? If they did, it's because you didn't take advantage of your opportunities. Unless it's the Redskins, and then I'll decide based on the situation.
God.
Every game had a freaking big call, but most of them I thought were right. I thought that was a hold.
Yeah.
You didn't think that was a hold?
Eh, I thought it was ticky-tack. I think, I'm not sure, honestly.
Well, I thought it was a hold.
I watched the Cowboys game, and based on what I saw happen to Jason Witten, that was nothing.
Hey, you know who agrees with me, though? Steeler fans. They agree
sure
with me.
Sure they do. There you go. Yeah, listen to Mike Tomlin partying in the locker room at halftime.
Hey! Fucking go.
Man, hey.
Or at the end.
When you get to this point in the journey, man, not a lot needs to be said.
Fuck no.
Let's say very little moving forward. Mm-hmm. Let's start off preparation. We've been spotted them assholes a day and a half. They played yesterday. Our game got bullshit tonight. We're going to touch down at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. So be it. We'll be ready for the ass. But you ain't got to tell them they're coming. Because some of us here might not like the damn wolf kickers and shit. The check signing, right? Bro. Keep it low profile. Let's get ready to ball our fist up again here in a few days and be right back at it.
Let's go.
Hey, man. That's our story.
We got 25K running out of shit. Running.
Right there. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
25.
Keep it tight. Yeah. Keep it tight. Yeah. Cool on social media, man. This is about us. Nobody else, man.
Everybody know about social media. Fuck that shit.
That's a good team win, right?
Yep. Now, see, here's the thing about this is at the end, and that's the key right there at the end when a couple of teammates are telling Antonio Brown, man, you can't do this on social media. This is about us. And the other guy says something to him too, and he goes, "Ah, fuck that shit, man." So
yeah, well, dude, the entire 24 minutes, okay, because that's how long he had the thing on.
I know.
90% of it is him smiling at it like it's a selfie.
Oh, I know. It was most
90% of it. He's just smiling at it.
Most of it was no big deal, but that was a big deal.
Yeah, but yeah, especially at least when the coach says cool it on social media. That's when you'd kind of go, "Oh."
No,
you
know? No, he didn't. Oh, okay. Instead, he goes, "Fuck that shit." He's going to do whatever he wants.
Hey, Tomlin threatened him this week. He said, you know, this is how come sometimes you see guys with talent bounce around the league. Hope it doesn't happen to him. He told him, you know, basically, hey, you want to start doing sit-ups in your fucking driveway?
Right.
Go ahead and start doing sit-ups in your driveway.
Man, I mean, he had pretty much the whole team was mad at him.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guarantee you this, because he wanted to get back at him, I bet you he is the carrier of the Bill Belichick flu.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, because the Steelers, if you haven't heard, a bunch of the Steelers got the flu this week, and the word out there is that Bill Belichick is the one that caused it. He did it.
Right. I think he got Brown to turn. I think he got him through the phone. He was staring at it for so long that Bill Belichick's powers reached through the phone and said, yeah, you know, you're going to come over here and shake my nephew's hand. He's going to rub his nose all over your fingers. And then you're going to go back and put it on everybody's goddamn locker. Yeah, you're gonna rub everybody's freaking coffee cup up.
Well, Tomlin, Tomlin comes out and apologizes. You know, I'm sorry, but you can't say all this stuff that you just said in the locker room. And I get it; nobody was supposed to hear it.
He shouldn't apologize for any of it.
He shouldn't. That's what bothers me is that he did, and what he says in the apology.
I'd like to say that the language on the video is regrettable. Language by me and by others, and it's regrettable because just from a role model standpoint, it's something that I personally embrace, is something that we as a team and organization embraces. I apologize for the content of the video from that perspective. As a parent, as a member of a community, I take that very seriously. And so I sincerely issue an apology in that regard.
No, now see, there's where my problem is, because that was you. That was the real you we heard in the locker room. And you can't tell me that you're only like that in the locker room, that the real you isn't that way anywhere else. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't make any difference anyway. It's the locker room.
I know. I agree with that 100%, and I don't care. But that was all just fake for the media. It was just crap, and I hate that shit.
And it's not even that it shouldn't even be, not just for the simple reason of, you know, that's the locker room and you shouldn't even be worried about actually having it out in public. But for God's sakes, from a role model standpoint, here, I'm dad of the year, and Bobby, look, here's video of the Steelers in their locker room after the game. Look how excited they are. Oh, look, that's what Le'Veon Bell looks like naked. Oh, look at that. You see how big his dick is? The coach said, asshole. Oh, my God, what a fucking idiot he is. How dare that motherfucker? Holy shit, my kid's going to be fucking scarred for fucking life. That's what you're apologizing to. The fucking raving lunatics. Honestly. Remember, okay, I'm going to make a nerd reference here. The Life of Brian. We've all seen The Life of Brian, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, when Brian is finally the savior, and he comes down the steps, and John Cleese's character is clearing the way, and he says, all of you possessed by devils, please step to the side, and all those people are screaming, la, 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 la. That's what it's like out there now, man. that's who we fucking bow to now. That's who controls how everything happens now, because that's who you're afraid of. I want to apologize to the fucking idiots out there. It's annoying.
It is.
The fact that he called them assholes. I mean, what are you apologizing for? They are fucking assholes. They're the Patriots. Fuck them.
All right, so the Patriots took care of the Texans.
11 conference championships now for Brady and Bill Belichick as they appear in the AFC championship game for a record 6th straight year.
Look, that game was close until the Texans signed Brock Osweiler back last, August?
Three interceptions.
Last March.
Three interceptions.
That defense did beat up Brady, though, man. They beat him up pretty good. The Broncos beat him up pretty good last year, too. So, yeah, man, but he got knocked around pretty hard. So, I'll give him credit, man. That was a good game.
Belichick had some great answers to a bunch of questions this week. Just very quick, you know, being him, like this guy.
Right.
You know, because this stuff went on in the Steelers locker room, and yeah, they got, you know, Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Steelers, called the Patriots a-holes and blah, 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 whatever. And, you know,
you can say it's the internet.
Does that create bulletin board material for the Patriots? Everybody goes, oh, you know, the Patriots, they're going to take that. Well, not if you ask Bill Belichick what he thinks about bulletin board material.
Coach, obviously you guys show the utmost respect to your opponents publicly, but I'm just wondering from a confidence building standpoint privately, do you ever say, hey, if we do this, this, and this, we'll kick their tails?
We do whatever we think is best to try to win the game.
We're going to do whatever. But really, we'll kick their tails. If we do this, this, and this, we'll kick their tails. I don't think those words would ever come out of Bill Belichick's mouth.
Yeah, we're going to do whatever we think is best to win the game. If I have to threaten a kitten with a pistol, that's what I'll fucking do. Doesn't matter what the Steelers call us. They could call us cum gargling pole smokers. I wouldn't care. We're going to kick their tails come Sunday.
I mean, just listen to him. Just listen to him.
Coach, obviously you guys show the utmost respect to your opponents publicly, but I'm just wondering from a confidence building standpoint, right, privately, do you ever say, hey, if we do this, this, and this, we'll kick their tails?
At that point, I'd go, security, remove that man from this room and never let him in again.
What else would you like to know if I do privately? You ever think about me jerking off there, buddy? Think about me sitting there in the bathroom when nobody's around, stroking one there? That's what you think?
Well, then, now they're going to ask him about the importance of this game.
Obviously, this is a game that comes with a little more pomp and circumstance. There's a backdrop, there's helmets, there's a trophy there.
I know, it's so exciting. Yeah.
I know, it's so exciting.
He should come out with one of those old-fashioned nightcaps on, with a long shirt on.
What are y'all doing here? Like Charlie's dad and Willy Wonka.
Right, yeah, exactly. Have him get up and come out, and there's a coffee maker on his lectern. What are y'all doing here?
Okay, now they ask him about the importance of home field advantage.
Bill, I know you always say the best team wins, whoever plays better on the field, but having the home field advantage and playing in front of your home fans, how much does that help you?
I don't know. Go ask Dallas and Kansas City.
But do your home fans give you a little extra support here?
Duh.
Yeah, of course, but I mean, the game's won by the players on the field. I mean, that's who wins football games, players. So.
Yeah.
And they'll decide it Sunday night.
Tomorrow's lesson's going to be who parks cars when you go to the hotel. Yeah, really, honestly, we don't need the fans. You people just spend your money. It's great, wear the jerseys, but whether you show up or not doesn't matter. They called us assholes, and now we're going to kick their tails. Let me give you my... Hey, by the way, Coach, you've been secretive all year. Can you tell me what happens privately?
Oh, sure.
What the fuck is that?
Well, this is a great one. So they've made it to, and it really is amazing to go to six straight conference championship games. It's unbelievable. Really, when you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it really.
So they asked Tom Brady about it.
I still got four fingers.
They asked Tom Brady about it.
This is the sixth straight year the Patriots will be going to the AFC championship game. It breaks a record that the Raiders had set from 73 to 78.
Yeah.
What is your reaction to that?
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, the dude fucks the supermodel on the planet, you know.
Okay.
That's his Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? Right. So how much cooler do things get?
Well, now you listen to Bill Belichick answer the same question.
How extraordinary is it to be in the position to go to six straight conference championship games?
I mean, I don't really care about the other 5 years right now or so whatever many years it's been. It's the only thing that matters is this year. It's this team and what we have an opportunity to do and what we need to do to move on to play again.
I don't really care about the other five.
Right. He doesn't even say where they're going to play. We're going to just try to keep go play again. We want to play some more. That's all. Nothing to us. No big deal. Look, here's the bottom line, buddy. We paid for the gas and the bus. We might as well use it, right?
Right.
Right.
This had to be the most popular clip of the week when he was asked about Mike Tomlin calling them assholes and the stuff that went on, you know, in the Steelers locker room and what was said.
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface and all that, so I don't really get those. But I'm really just worried about getting our team ready to go. Not really too worried about what they put on instant chat or whatever it is.
Instant chat, snap face. I think he knows what they are. I think he made the names up on purpose.
I think he probably sat there for about an hour thinking about his answer to that question so that he could write it down and know which way he was going to use it. He probably has had that written up for him since the preseason. He's probably got a guy who has a whole book full of things like that for him to write up.
Yeah, say that you're going to swipe right on the Steelers and fuck them hard.
I don't know who to pick in that goddamn game. I don't know. Maybe Bill Belichick's offense, defense, and special teams are going to get it done.
Yeah, they are. I'm going with the Patriots.
You are?
Yeah.
And what is? What did you say the line was? Five?
Six.
Six.
I'm talking about a straight pick.
Straight pick, I'll take the Patriots at home, but I'm not 100% sold on it. I think if the Steelers win, I will not be shocked at all.
No, because I think they'll be able to run the football.
Yeah, they've been able to run the football no matter what they've been able to do, and they can control the clock doing that. They can score from anywhere with Bell. That dude, it's like
Dallas.
When we were talking last week about the Cowboys, that if you're averaging 8 yards a run, that's just like the West Coast offense.
You're just eating the clock, keeping Brady off the field. You know, how can you get enough stops when he's on the field? That's really it, man.
Well, last week the Texans were making sure he ate plenty of field.
All right, I got one more thing here, and then we've got an email. But I wanted to play this clip for you and see if you could guess who this is that TMZ is talking to this person. And this is this is how it went.
I'm doing very well.
You're looking good.
Working out. Feeling good.
How many days a week do you think you're working out right now?
Right now, I'm 5 to 6.
Get that, dude.
Yes, sir.
You need to hear it again?
5 to 6 days? Yeah, play it one more time.
Okay, so it's a TMZ reporter is in the locker room, or is in the, I don't know, fitness center, some gym, whatever. I don't know where it is.
Right, right.
But he's asking this guy, you know, oh, you're working out hard. How many days a week are you working out?
I'm doing very well.
You're looking good.
Working out. Feeling good.
How many days a week do you think you're working out right now?
Right now, I'm 5 to 6.
Get that, dude.
Yes, sir.
Working out hard, John. 5-6 days a week, man, getting ready for next year.
It's got to be Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, look at you.
Hot damn. Hot damn. Well, you got to think. It doesn't sound like Jamarcus Russell, so. It's got to be Johnny Manziel.
He's getting ready for next year because the plan is he's going to go and he's going to sit for a year and watch and learn in Washington behind Kirk Cousins, and then they'll be able to let Cousins go after they franchise him, and then they'll have Johnny Manziel ready to go.
That's Manziel's plan?
No, that's my plan.
Oh, I was going to say, because if Manziel's plan is that, there's no way you're going to convince me he's not fucking drinking.
That's my plan.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've heard me say this. If they fuck up Kirk Cousins' contract and let him walk.
Yeah, yes, John, we've heard you say
that. I don't know what else to do about it. Okay. For one, there's never been a quarterback that's had to play under the franchise tag before, ever, until now. Anyway, in the same vein, we got an email from an old friend, Lauren. Lauren and Ray, as you know, they did the Bolt Talk podcast forever and ever and ever. They just signed off last week. They're done. They're not going to deal with it. So Lauren wants to know who he should root for.
Yeah, no, we talked about that. That's right.
Right. Who should they root for?
That sucks. I am so sorry, you guys. That and all Chargers fans, man, it's just horrible. It's getting now. The Raiders are definitely going to Vegas. This is the second time that team has left its fans.
No shit.
The Raiders.
Well, not only that, but the Chargers should just go to Oakland. Why not? Fuck it.
The Oakland Chargers?
Why not? Fuck it. Just say, hey, you know what? They left. We're here. But it doesn't. I couldn't fathom how it must feel. So he's looking to find out who he should root for now that the Chargers have left town.
Oh, it's easy. That's easy. The Dallas Cowboys, of course.
Look, really. You don't lose all your self-respect, Lauren. Seriously.
Oh, please.
Don't listen to this guy.
Please.
The Washington Redskins are about to sign the next generation's Tom Brady. That's right. Okay. They're going to sign him to a long-term contract, and then they're going to sign Johnny Manziel after he's finished working out down at Lunkhead's gym, and things are going to look great. Look great. So
you like that? You like that?
I don't know. I have no idea what to tell you. All I can tell you is this: you know, if you just keep cruising the football singles bars, you'll find a team. You know, you'll get drunk one night, and before you know it, you'll wake up with some jersey on, and you'll say, "Okay, I guess this is it." That's about all I can tell you.
Man, I'm sorry. That sucks.
That does suck. And then, you know, he's got to figure out now what to do with his podcast, because they're not going to do the Bolt Talk anymore, which sucks because that was a good show.
Well, just do a show on the team you decide to root for. How do you do that, man? How do you just start rooting for another team? I mean, you're so invested for years. If the Cowboys moved, I just think I'd be done with it. I don't know how I could. I don't know, man. Well, I don't even know how I could deal with that.
But you know what? You don't live there. You know what I'm saying? If the Redskins moved, I don't know that I'd give a fuck too much anymore, because I don't plan on going to too many fucking games as it is. They're goddamn way too expensive. I miss the rest of everything else during the fucking day. I don't feel like dealing with all the bullshit. So I'm perfectly happy.
But what about when you get rich?
Oh, I forgot about that.
And you want to get a luxury suite.
I forgot about that.
Oh, dang, right.
how silly of me. I forgot about when I was going to get rich. Nah, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to do anything. And really, I have been up there in those luxury areas, right? I watched a couple of games back in the early 2000s up in those luxury areas with a friend of mine. And there are people during the game. I had to go take a piss, right? And, you know, you got basically your own private bathroom in up these things. It's not the individual private boxes. It's a concourse, but it's right.
You have to have a box to get on the concourse.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it's a very nondescript door. They let you in after you show your pass and everything. And yeah, you're in there. Well, I got yelled at because there's windows and I couldn't see out of my window because I had glass. So I had to lean around the glass and yell, "Brian Mitchell, you fucking suck." Right. And this guy said, "Hey, can't hear you." And I was like, "Jesus Christ." Anyway, the point was, I was walking around for a little bit right before halftime. There's some dude sitting in an easy chair over there reading. I'm like, dude.
I know. Yeah, I know. No, I'd rather be in a seat out with the fans. I know. I agree. And it's like that. It's worse than that in the press box, because I've been in the press box a few times for Buckeye games.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cheer. You can't wear any gear. You can't show any favoritism. You're there as a, you know, it's for the media. And I get it. I understand it. But people are like, man, you could go watch Buckeye games from the press box. And I'm like, yeah, anytime I want.
You gotta sit there.
Oh, that's awesome. No, it sucks. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Why would I want to sit there and just, oh, let's watch the game and sit here and do nothing?
I will be an impartial observer.
Right. No, right. There's nothing. Right. I don't want to do that.
Well, you know, the thing is, those are the fans, the rich fans, but I can't understand, why do you come all the way the fuck from wherever you live down to here, spend $800 a game to sit in an easy chair where you can't see anything but the television you could watch from your own fucking house?
Because, John, when the majority of those people go out on that concourse, There's other rich people out there that's probably like being on a golf course doing business deals, man.
They get up there and they say, oh, yes, throw the football. Yes, very good, very good. By the way, Bob, let's handshake on that $50 million fuck everybody else out of the job deal. We're going to send this company straight to Korea.
Exactly.
All right. Right. Well, let's go, man. Exactly. Make America great again. Here we go. I'm ready for it. Today's inauguration day. I'm expecting greatness by what? Monday?
Oh, yeah, right.
Hey, based on what I'm hearing, baby, nobody's better. I'm going to get tired of winning. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, I will take the Patriots and the Falcons straight up.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that.
I don't, man, with the points, I don't know.
I think Vegas has put it right on the spot.
You take the Falcons straight up, so you do expect the Falcons to win.
Yeah, I just can't give Aaron Rodgers that kind of points. I can't give him that many points.
Okay.
So I think the bookies, I think, have got it straight on. MyBookie.ag, they've got it straight on the razor's edge, and they're going to make out whichever way it falls.
Well, yeah, of course. And I think, because it's so hard to decide which way to go with it, they did get it right.
Yeah, they're not trying to game it one way or the other. There's sometimes you look at spreads and you go, what the fuck? How the hell are the Patriots only favored by 3 over the freaking, you know, over the Chargers? How the fuck is that? And then the Chargers win, you know, and then you're like, right. Whoa. Anyway. All right, then. Well, enjoy the championships, Tom. Try to settle down. Don't go out on any ledges or anything. Stay out of high places. Keep sharp objects away.
Oh, I'm all right, man.
All right. All right, well, cool. All right.
We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Joe loves doubles. Joe has a double-barreled surname. He goes double Dutch on double dates, and on those dates he wears double denim. Joe sleeps with a double-down duvet by a double-glazed window and has 2 fancy cars which he stores in his double garage. So Joe did a double take when he saw our new double quarter-pounder with cheese.
Double lovers, get ready. The new McDonald's double quarter-pounder with cheese is here, but only until the 24th of September. So get there on the double. Served after 10:30 a.m., except in selected restaurants, which will serve this from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only.